Welcome to the MISQE podcast series. In this podcast, we summarize the article titled, Charting Your Organization's Bring Your Own Device Journey by Zachary Steelman, Mary Lassity, and Rajiv Sabharwal. Organizations are increasingly adopting Bring Your Own Device, BYOD policies. CIOs, however, remain concerned about the potential threats from personal devices and applications to the control and security of organizational IT assets. Based on in-depth case studies at Cisco, Walmart, and the Arkansas Department of Information Systems, the full article describes a four-wave model that describes the BYOD voyage an organization undertakes as its BYOD policy evolves. First wave, drop a light anchor. The decision to embark on a BYOD voyage typically begins with the introduction of consumer technologies into the organizational IT infrastructure, both formally and informally. Quickly realizing BYOD's inevitability, executives from all three case organizations initiated formal but limited BYOD policies. Second wave, increase hull speed. As employees begin to use their personal devices to access corporate systems and IT services, the organizations begin noticing unauthorized technologies and usage that were not covered by the BYOD policy. This second wave posed the greatest challenge to the case organizations. All of them spent significant time on ensuring that their policies were comprehensive, yet simple and easy to implement. Third wave, let loose the sails. As adoption of personal devices increases, some companies will let loose the sails and move to a full-scale rollout of BYOD. During this third wave, organizations experience significant efficiency gains as employees start to use their office time more efficiently. Employee satisfaction increases, organizational productivity increases, and there is the potential for cost savings. Fourth wave, make way for new waters. Just one of the case organizations had reached the fourth wave of the BYOD voyage. After developing a large network of connected individuals in the first three waves, it began to look toward the horizon and identify innovations. The authors identified four lessons from the three case organizations, each corresponding to one of the four waves of the BYOD voyage. Lesson 1, explore opportunities by testing the waters of BYOD initiatives. Organizations will benefit from testing the waters of the BYOD voyage by encouraging or at least allowing interested employees to use their own devices to perform organizational tasks. First wave. Lesson 2, balance freedom, control, compatibilities, and security in technology choices. When transitioning to the second wave, managers will need to address several policy and infrastructure issues to ensure that the variety of devices accessing the corporate network remain secure and compatible. Organizations need to provide employees with freedom to choose their personal devices while simultaneously guiding them toward acceptable devices that are compatible with corporate applications and won't compromise security. Lesson 3. Provide incentives for widespread BYOD adoption. Although the BYOD voyage may have begun without formal incentives, clear incentives are required to encourage further growth across a large network of users. Third wave. Most employees need incentives to motivate them to pay for their own technologies for use at work and abandon corporate devices. Incentives may be monetary and/or access to apps that increase productivity or employee well-being. 4. Encourage employees to innovate. As employees regularly use their own devices at work during the fourth wave of the BYOD voyage, organizations will start to see significant productivity gains as they adjust their work and personal time throughout the day to efficiently and effectively manage their limited time. As organizations progress on their BYOD voyages, they will achieve widespread benefits, ranging from individual task efficiencies to organizational cost savings and productivity gains. The authors found significant similarities in how each organization had managed BYOD growth as well as in the policy attributes used to accelerate adoption. The lessons and guidance from this research will help other organizations unlock the true potential of BYOD. The full article is published in the June 2016 issue of MIS Quarterly Executive, available online at misqe.org. SIM members have free access to all MISQE articles through the SIM website.